Good morning, Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Going to stay in a Louisiana mood for most of the hour. Somehow we'll drift across the ocean to the British Isles, circa 1969-70, to wrap things up. Well, that's how things go sometimes on the caravan. We're going to begin with local group The Revelers. Daniel Kulik was featured in an encore interview on The Exchange yesterday with Cheryl Castile. We're going to listen to the group he's involved with, The Revelers, who put out their debut album about a year or so ago. Listen to their marvelous, faithful interpretation, only adding an accordion, to the classic track Kidnapper by Ruby and Jules. We're going to start off with two from legendary Cajun artist and fiddler from Lake Charles, Louisiana, born in Hathaway back in 1919. He passed away just a couple of years ago now, just a little over a couple of years ago now, talking about the great Cleveland Crochet. We're going to listen to a couple of tunes, one his big hit recorded in 1961, the first Cajun quote-unquote record to break the Billboard Top 100 back in 1961, something from Gold Band Records. But let's listen to this one. This one was recorded for the Corey Records label. Actually, this CD was featured as a premium, or is featured as a premium, on last week's spring fundraiser from Arhuli Records, the Cajun Honky Tonk, the Corey Recordings, Volume 2. We'll go to it to begin today's program. This is Midnight Blues, classic 1957 sounds of Cleveland Crochet.
Little girl, why did you baby back to me.
Revelers here on the Medicine Ball Caravan covering Kidnapper, a classic from the early 60s recorded, or the original recording done at La Louisiane Studios. Before that, a couple from legendary Lake Charles fiddler Cleveland Crochet. His band was sometimes noted as the Hillbilly Ramblers, sometimes just Cleveland Crochet and the Sugar Bees. That was his great 1961 charter, Sugar Bee, and that included Jay Stutz doing the lead vocals. Prior to that, Cleveland Crochet, this time with Varus Shorty LeBlanc doing the lead vocals on Midnight Blues, a recording from 1957 on Corey Records. You're listening to the Medicine Ball Caravan right here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. Looking at the weather, partly sunny this afternoon, a high of around 83 degrees, winds from the south at 15 miles per hour, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 70, slight chance of showers on Thursday, high reaching 83, again, currently it's partly cloudy and 82, right here in the heart of the campus of UL Lafayette. An Evening with Dickie Landry and Sonny Landreth benefit concert for the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum takes place this Friday evening at 7 p.m. There will be separate performances by both saxophonist Dickie Landry and guitarist Sonny Landreth. Then they'll be improvising together. Again, this is to benefit the Paul and Lulu Hilliard University Art Museum. Tickets are currently available and can be purchased by phone by calling 337-482-0817, or I'm sure you can simply show up at the event. It'll be a fundraiser to benefit the UL Lafayette School of Music and Performing Arts Scholarship Program, a concert of the UL School of Music under the direction of Sean Roy. This will take place at Hotel Acadiana this Saturday evening from 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Got music up ahead from the Paris-based group Balval. Been playing their album quite a bit. But before we get to that, new releases from Bonsoir Cartin. Bonsoir Cartin, the group including Anya Burgess, Christy Guillory, Christine Balfa, Yvette Landry, Megan Berard, and Danny DeVillier. Hear a track from their new album entitled Light the Stars. But first up, Anya Burgess, also a member of the Magnolia Sisters. This is something from Love's Lies, their new one on our Hooli Records, something called Melinda.
Je peux aimer, j'ai trouvé cela, je veux avoir, j'ai trouvé cela, je peux aimer. Elle est née dans l'état de la Louisiane. Hey, hey, Melinda, la plus belle dans l'état du Bayou. Hey, hey, Melinda, elle va être la mienne pour la vie durant. Connais que la mouta fraîche, connais que le gombo des crévis, connais la veille de vieux linge sale, elle use un paille et un vieux frottoir. Hé, hé, Melinda, la plus belle dans l'état du bayou. Hé, hé, Melinda, elle va être la mienne pour la vie durant. La mienne pour la vie durant. Hey, hey, Melinda, la plus belle
Wow. Eric Adcock on Hammond B3, along with the group Sweet Cecilia on Bonsoir Catin's new album, Light the Stars and Faut Tout Voir.
Quelque chose cogne, castagne, pile le crâne, rabâcheuse, creuse, continuelle, ritournelle, accableuse, tu me tiens dans la tourmente, jour et nuit tu hantes, tu m'écorches, me martèles la tête.
From Paris, this is Bal Val.
We'll be right back.
Heavy Artillery with saxophonist James Carter there. Prior to that, the Paris-based quintet Bal Val. Their new album is called Tin Hand Band, a great release from Wailing City Sound, and they cover a Bolfa tune and do some great progressive improvisational stuff as well. The tune we heard was entitled Insomnia, again from the group Bal Val. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles, Medicine Ball Caravan underway. We've got got the tickets to give away right now to the Cane Fire film series. The next presentation will take place this coming Monday, May 12th, at 7:30 p.m. in the James Munkus Theater of the Acadiana Center for the Arts. This is a 2012 French-Belgian animated comedy drama film and based on a series of children's books of the same name. It won director's fortnight section at the 2012 Cannes Film Festival. And again, this will screen at 7:30 p.m. this Monday, courtesy of the Cane Fire film series. If you would like a free pair of tickets to see Ernest and Celestine this Monday evening, be my second caller here at the studio line. The number is 337-482-6991. Tony Joe White. Thank you.
today's tomorrow as tomorrow is today. The day after the next one, so little seemed to change. You might milk an empty feeling and sorrow that it brings. A circle in the meaning, don't know who, what to blame. Someday, some way, the river knows something you don't. Yesterday's tomorrow as tomorrow is today. The year after the next one, so little seem to change. Well, the first, the last, the leaders lost along the way. The trouble up in between us got to bend before you break. Someday, some way, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. Yeah, the river knows something you don't. Ah.
Brother Deej, singing about the river from his album How to Kill a Horse. Deej will be performing Thursday evening at Artmosphere. And before that, Makers Reel from their first release, Black Staccato, a track called Moorland. And they'll be performing, they're scheduled to perform for Downtown Live this Friday night along with Blaze and Saddles. Hopefully that will take place if it doesn't get rained out. And we started the set with Tony Joe White. They caught the devil and put him in jail in Eudora, Arkansas. Man, we could use some. This is traffic. Not traffic, but we could use some rain here on the Medicine Ball Caravan.
Rainmaker, rainmaker. Rainmaker, rainmaker. Rainmaker, rainmaker. Your hand. rainmaker, 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 rainmaker. Make me some rain, make all my crops grow my world.
that she said.
What she said?
Carrie's a bad word. Now everyone says it's dead. And if you meet her, you'll show the pain.
Talks in rhymes. She reads the stars and looks for signs. She is a problem of the times. I'm rather glad she's a nine.
Thank you. there's a cardboard.
Have you ever seen a bird quite like little Arabella?
So I went down the laundrette. She's sitting right next to you.
Is she? Wow, I hadn't heard that in so many years, decades actually. That's the Nice, Keith Emerson doing A Little Arabella from the Live at the Fillmore East album from December of 1969. Before that, classic Traffic, Steve Winwood and them from the Low Spark of High Heeled Boys album and Rainmaker, and we sure could use a little bit of that stuff. But it looks like that we're going to be covered this weekend into next week, so all's good here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios, right here in the heart of the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. And thanks so much for making this the best spring fundraiser that we've ever had. Thanks to you. And we hope that you will continue your support. You can pledge anytime at krvs.org. It takes about 2 minutes. Stay tuned. It's a live edition of Dirty Rice with Bill Bolins coming up next. And at 1 o'clock, it's Courtney Petrie with the Bluegrass Highway. Don't forget podcasts and playlists from this show and many, many others here on 88.7 can be found on our website. Again, that's krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow.